You can have more power. You can have more purpose. If and only if.
In his sequel to Revival If, best-selling author Rod Parsley explores the incredible power and presence of the Holy Spirit. You'll be equipped to ignite a revival in your life and embrace your role in the next great move of God. It's time to let the fire fall. Pentecost If, the new book by Rod Parsley, available May 6th. For more information, visit PentecostIf.com.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
I feel like there's somebody believing for a child to be birthed into this generation for the kingdom of God, and you're believing to conceive that child. Come on, come on, it's your day. Come on.
God told me that too on the front row.
Shout it.
That if you were wanting to conceive, today was a day.
God told you that before I said it. All right. Lay hands on every one of them. Everybody shout till she's finished. This is Pastor Chuck Salvo. He is one of our great, great, great City Harvest Network bishops from Lexington, Louisville, Kentucky. And his ministry has exploded, not only all over Lexington and Kentucky, but around the world. But now he is connected. Everybody listen. Shall listen.
Listen.
He's connected to my vision about children. I want you to tell them what happened after the last time we agreed together.
Well, you spoke a word, Pastor, when you were at our church. You laid hands.
Let him have the mic.
You laid hands on me and you said to me the word that Lester Summerall spoke over you. You will never, ever have a need that I will not meet, but with it, you will always have to exercise your faith to its maximum.
Lift your hands. There's about to be an impartation of sin eradicating, devil defeating, God exalting faith come into your life right now. After this moment, you will unconsciously believe greater than you were previously purposefully able to believe. Do you believe what I say?
Hallelujah.
Then on three, receive it. One, two, three. Receive.
We receive.
Receive.
We receive.
Receive.
We
faith
receive
in God.
We
shout.
Receive it.
Every progeny child shall be go ahead, Pastor Chuck.
So we left with that, and we've been believing God for a property behind our church.
A property.
And that property has a gymnasium with another school building on it. And
it had a gymnasium.
Yeah.
Without a school.
With a school.
With a school.
Partial building that we could expand the school
right,
we already had.
Right, but you already had a school.
Yes.
but you didn't have a gymnasium.
Right.
So you believed for the property
yes.
that already had a gymnasium on it
yes.
and already had some sort of a school on it
yes.
to join with your school.
Yes.
Because any pastor that doesn't have a school in this generation needs to get before the Lord and let him speak to you. So we believe for that.
Yes. The property was $620,000.
How much?
$620,000.
How much?
$620,000.
Okay.
And we bought it July. We actually closed July 4th of last year.
So you bought it?
We bought it.
Why don't you clap like there's something you want to buy? That your faith can lay hold on. All right. He's not worried. He's worked with me many times.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
It's only been a year, and we've paid off $590,000.
I don't know why you're not running. I don't know why you're not running.
Yes.
So now then, there's another property.
Yes.
That has been sitting there for a year?
A year.
And what kind of property is it?
It's got a school on it. It looks like a 15th century castle. And it's called Valor Traditional Academy.
Valor Academy.
Can't make this up.
I don't have nobody happy about God Shamgar on the move. Shove three people and tell them God's on the move.
He's on the move. He's on the move. He's on the move.
All right. So you've had your spirit looking at that for a year.
Actually, no, not at all. My spirit's been to multiply the church or to multiply the school.
Oh.
I knew it was there, but it never was in my faith capacity because
your school
yes.
has expanded so
yes,
we that even another, with the new building,
yes,
you're out of room.
We're out of room. So this school has 32 acres on it.
Sounds like a football field. Sounds
yes.
like a track.
Yes.
Sounds like a softball
yes.
field. Sounds like a baseball
yes.
field. Sounds like state championship yes. teams in Kentucky. All right.
So after I text you, God is my witness, I text you again about coming to here to church because the Lord jumped in my spirit. And out of your own mouth, you said when you shared that other testimony with you, my baby leaped. Do you remember saying that?
Yeah, I said, he sent me about that other testimony. And I said, Bishop, you make my baby leap.
Yes. And then just over there a little bit ago, before Miss Joni came up, I opened up my Bible, and in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, it says, by faith, Sarah conceived seed. By faith.
By faith.
When I got impregnated, there's an expectation that property's ours. I declare it. I have no idea how much it costs.
You don't know when to shout. He said his spirit told him today, sitting there, that property belongs to them. Agree that property belongs to you. I rebuke every hindrance. I command money. Come in and pay for that property in Jesus' name. Whatever you need. Believe for whatever you want.
Jesus. We believe.
Quiet.
We believe.
You can be dismissed. Matthew 18.
Jesus.
The disciples came to the Lord Jesus and they asked him that riveting question. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus did not stutter nor pause. He said, Jesus called a little child to him. What did he call? A 40-year-old, 60-year-old, 25-year-old. He called a little child. He called no Pharisee, no Sadducee. He called no preacher, no prophet, no psalmist. He called a little child. Only 13% of the modern church even lists children in their top five priorities. The church spends over 90% of its income on themselves, adults, and 3% on children. Is it any wonder we've lost a generation? Don't say we're going to. We already lost it. I'll prove it to you. It is our responsibility as relevant, remnant, revenant, resurrected revivalists to build the kingdom of God from children up. Jesus brought a little child unto him. Verse 5. And said this, if you, say me, if you tenderly care for this little child on my Jesus' behalf, you are doing it for me. That's quite an endorsement. That is quite an endorsement. Jesus didn't promise me one thing for going around this tabernacle today as I did, shaking hands, hugging necks, greeting people, encouraging people. But I got a reward for every child that I went back there and hugged today and took pictures with today and made sure they had toys today and told them how glad I was to see them and how much Jesus loved. I got a reward for every single one. Here comes Prophet Jesus. It would be better, say, for me to have a boulder tied around my neck. Man, that Jesus, he was a prophetic preacher. I just tell you, if you want to be blessed, do this. Don't do that. But the judge of the universe said, you harm one of these little ones. Now remember, harm is twofold. By actively doing something to them or neglecting them. The number one charge in social services against parents is not active abuse, but rather passive abuse. Not taking care of their children. Tied around my neck. And be hurled, he was descriptive too, into the deepest sea with a boulder tied around your neck. Watch. Jesus said, than to face the punishment you deserve. I like it when it gets quiet like this sometimes. Because you know there is serious stuff in the Bible. 75% of every person in any church today, 75% came to Jesus before they were 18 years old. You really only have a 14-year window. Because it takes till they're about four before they can begin to understand. We don't have much time. Thank God for every educator. Thank God for the administration of Harvest Preparatory School.
Thank God for every teacher, every aide, every person in the cafeteria, and for those of you who have made it possible for these many years. Thank God for every person who has ever, does now, or will ever serve the children of this congregation. Thank God for you. Father, even the mention of your name reminds us of children. We are your children. Lord God, grant that we might look at natural children as you look at us, with unconditional love. So much Jesus helped parents to adopt your nature of self-sacrifice for their children. Take selfishness out of parenting. Take wanting to be our children's friends out of parenting. And Jesus, we invite you into the center of our home and our hearts. We invite the blessed Holy Spirit to direct us, to correct us, to counsel us, to lead us. You have granted us the power to influence an eternal person. Every child, oh, they may be funny or cute or even a little bit ornery now, but what will they be 10 years from now? Will they be serving you? Loving you? Help us to make that happen for them in any way we can. Speak to us and we'll respond. Save this generation, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask it. Believe we receive when we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
This is a Bridge of Hope update. Hunger Crisis 25. Here is Dr. Rod Parsley.
You know, so many of you watching today have been so supportive of our tremendous missionary outreaches through Bridge of Hope. Through that ministry, we become a lifeline for hungry, for suffering children, for their families in South Sudan. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. You've helped countless tens upon tens of thousands, and our mission of mercy must continue. It must not slow down. The unforgivable landscape of South Sudan, eastward through the rest of the Horn of Africa, is the poorest region in our entire world. The land there is so parched, so dry. 40 years, can you imagine it? 40 years of drought gave way this summer for many to the wettest rainy season in 40 years. An astounding one half of the entire population there is facing extreme acute hunger emergencies. It's heartbreaking when we begin to realize that the precious children under 5 years of age, as always and everywhere, bear the brunt of this prolonged armed conflict and continuing unrelenting weather disasters and drought. Locust invasions of biblical proportions, and now flash flooding. So many of those tiny, precious little ones and their families were forced to flee the ever-present danger of full-scale warfare. Imagine leaving for a 2-week journey on foot with little more than the clothes on your back. Many have only meager, tattered sheets to shelter them. Others are huddled under sparsely leaved trees. It's overwhelming when you consider that 65 million people need humanitarian aid to protect them from death. The goal of Bridge of Hope's 21-day mission of mercy is to rush 150,000 meals, to rush emergency supplies right there to the most desperate among those in South Sudan. But there's very, very little time to accomplish it. And that's why loving and generous partners of Bridge of Hope have created a very limited 21 days of mercy matching challenge. It'll help as many children as we possibly can through the end of the month. That's why your gift today will immediately double in its impact, up to $50,000. Your compassionate Christ-like gift of less than $100 will now help feed 32 suffering children for an entire month. $300. $300 will double to help save the lives of more than 100 children and their families. Every single gift during this hunger crisis is so absolutely vital to their survival. If you can give $20, $40, please, please, hear their cries and do it now. And I want to challenge everyone to do your very best. There's no time to hesitate. So I pray, I really do, that you'll call now. Our phone lines are open 24 hours a day, but there's no better time than now. Or you can use your phone to scan the QR code right there on your screen. It'll send you directly to the page at rodparsley.com for your giving. When you help what Jesus called the very least of these, you are literally positioning yourself for the overflowing of His mighty blessing. Let me thank you in advance and bless you in Jesus' mighty name for your very generous response today.
Imagine a child so weak she can barely lift her head, her tiny body crying out for one simple meal.
Another child received targeted nutrition and food through Bridge of Hope and is now healthy, is playing with other children, and has a bright future.
It's a miracle mission made possible through your generous gifts to Bridge of Hope. You can be the difference between life and death, and double the impact of your gift through our $50,000 21 Days of Mercy Matching Challenge. We're ready to rush 150,000 meals to vulnerable children and families caught in the grip of a hunger crisis in South Sudan and the Horn of Africa.
Your gift this week of $48 will help feed 16 children for a month. $96 doubles to feed 32 children and will keep Bridge of Hope strong around the world.
Every gift is so appreciated and will act as the healing hands of Christ to the desperate and dying. Pray about what you can do, then call right away.
You can also scan the QR code to go direct to rodparsley.com.
You are positioning yourself for blessing when you lift up the ones Jesus referred to as the least of these. Thank you for your generous response today.
Thank you so much for bringing the hope of King Jesus to so many, many families on the brink of despair. Now, if you've already given a Bridge of Hope missions gift, could I ask you to consider a second gift of mercy in this year of double grace and double favor? We are ready right now to rush to the desperate, to the dying as soon as possible. And please don't forget to take advantage of all the ministry that's available to you every week, all week, every day on all my social media channels. You'll never miss a thing when you just subscribe, like, hit that bell, follow this global ministry for Jesus Christ. All the links are right there at rodparsley.com. You'll have access to tremendous live events like America's Camp Meeting, Dominion Camp Meeting, when we're celebrating 40 years of that great camp meeting this year. So mark your calendar right now, July 4th, 5th, and 6th. Not hard to remember. July 4th, 5th, and 6th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all day, every day. Set your vacation time. Invite some friends to join you. 60% of the United States and Canada are within a very short day's drive of the heart of it all, Columbus, Ohio. It's an easy trip with a lifetime of benefits. The dates are right there on your screen. Thank you. Thank you for making today's international broadcast a breakthrough, such a very special part of my day. And I'll see you next time.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This broadcast is made possible because of the faithful monthly support of Revival Covenant Partners. Thank you. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.